Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having my good friend, Dr. Eric Cole, back on the show. Eric's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. One of the world's leading experts in cybersecurity. He's got decades of in-the-trenches experience. He served in the government's cybersecurity for President Obama's administration. And he's here to talk to us about a major, it's not news, but it's a major assault. It's all part of what I've been calling for at least a dozen years. It's all part of what I've been calling World War III, which, as I say, is and I said it this weekend again in my column, this is not a Cold War, folks. It's a real war with real war implications. Eric Cole, welcome back.
Pleasure to be here, and I feel like after that introduction, I should call you Obi-Wan.
May the Force be with you. But I do exactly. Feel like there is a disturbance in the Force, though, Eric, because of what's happened. I mean, if there ever was a better example, I can't imagine in the 20 plus years I've been reporting on cybersecurity and technology issues for almost 24 years. I've never seen a better example of the statement that Washington doesn't understand technology. They sure don't understand cybersecurity. Otherwise, instead of trying to spend their time impeaching a president who's not the president anymore, they'd be up in arms about the fact that our government has been assaulted, invaded, penetrated, and they've looted us and carried our goods away. The SolarWinds thing. What do you think?
You nailed it spot on. I mean, SolarWinds is huge. And for some reason,
somebody just tuned in to this idea, this news, tell them what the SolarWinds thing is.
SolarWinds is a software company. It's a very big software company that makes asset inventory software that monitors your system. The problem is their software is in a large number of government organizations, a large number of large and medium small organizations. So they have multiple thousands of customers. And what happened is their code got infected with malware. And when they push updates out to the software, it pushed these updates out to all those computers. So we have thousands of government computer systems.
The entire federal, basically the entire federal government, right?
Just about, yes. I think it's 97% of the government uses their software, and they're in it. They've been there for over a year at least. My prediction is when it all comes out, it's going to be a couple of years.
Wow.
And essentially, everyone just sort of fluffed it off, saying, oh, that's not important. We're not going to worry about it. When this is huge, our government systems, our information, our critical data, and in some cases,
secrets,
sensitive and classified systems have been compromised, and Congress does not seem to care.
Name one member of Congress who's caught on television, apoplectic, upset, concerned, astonished, frightened about, and reported about this. I haven't heard one report on this from anybody. Have you?
None of them. They're too worried about old news, old precedents, and old things that happen, and not worrying about real threats to our country or our nation.
In any of the 40 executive orders that President Biden has signed in the last 2 weeks, did any of them address what we're talking about right now, an invasion of our government?
None of them helped us. A few of them actually opened up our systems and our borders, so actually made things worse, but none of them actually helped or addressed cybersecurity.
Wow. So, folks, whenever I've said this before, whenever I've warned you about how obtuse our members of government, our government so-called leaders are about technology and about security. Whenever I've made fun of them and poked my eye in the, my finger in their eye, you know, I wasn't just blowing smoke. I knew I've talked to enough people like Eric to know that that is true. And it's not only true, Eric, it's dangerous. Last thoughts.
Yes. People in the past used to say hypothetically the government was compromised, and I will tell you that was a true statement, but we didn't have factual data. Now we have factual data that our government systems have been compromised, and people are looking the other way.
Yeah, they're still not focusing on it, folks. This is dangerous. And I know you think this is hyperbole, and you might even think it's hysterical, but this, what their behavior is tantamount to us doing nothing after Pearl Harbor in 41. 22, right back with Dr. Eric Cole. I'm Jim Blasing. I'll be right back. And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.